few years ago, there's a scripture that talks about the peace that passeth all understanding will guard your heart in Christ Jesus. And what I came to realize was I must allow His peace to pass my understanding of everything I see, hear, sense, and feel.
That's true. We're going to hear the rest of Pam's comments on that a little bit later in the show. As we continue our discussion today on a topic that we talked about back on Monday, is pursuing peace, which, by the way, is the topic this month from our Intentional Living Masterclass that's going out, has gone out to all of our members of Intentional Living around the country online, both the video and audio version of the teaching this month on pursuing peace, pursuing peace. Well, listen, this is Thursday, and I just want to start the show by asking you all to be praying for us. Tonight, we launch our Michigan Intentional Love Marriage date nights that we've been talking about for a few weeks here. Tomorrow night in Mount Pleasant, that's sold out Friday night. Tonight, limited seats, a few seats left for Jackson yet tonight. And so, last minute, maybe guys taking your lead to say, hey, honey, how would you like to go to a date night tonight with me? And take her out to dinner before or after, and then come and join us. 7 o'clock tonight at the Jackson Nazarene Church, Jackson Naz Church. But you can get your tickets online, and then they'll be downloaded for you there. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and get your tickets online. Talking about peace, it says in Matthew chapter 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's a powerful reminder, isn't it, Jennifer? When you think about all the things we can worry about, get focused on, get sidetracked with, stay focused on Him. All right, we got some callers standing by. Let me go to Dan. Is this Dan?
Vivian.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vivian. I got a little confused on my screen here. Go right ahead. Appreciate your call from New Mexico.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you that we started revival yesterday, and the morning service was about how to get peace in your life, and it was called the title was "Shake It Off." Don't let your past failures or disappointments stay on your plate. Just shake it off and move on.
Is that something you've had as you look in the rearview mirror? A lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was abused growing up, and it still haunts me, but I try not to let it. But when things come up, it just brings back all those memories.
Yeah. So you found encouragement then from the message on learning to leave it behind. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. And then the evening service was called Stay Out of the Cave. It was about when Daniel was having a pity party in the cave. And he says, don't feed the bear, and Satan is the bear. Don't give him a foothold in your life. Just tell him to hit the road, Jack.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you had a great service this last Sunday and found encouragement. My wife and I, we find so much encouragement from our pastor, Pastor Craig Coulter. I mean, he's always fired up. And Chris, his assistant, Chris Collins, and his messages, we find a lot of encouragement. We always come away fired up. And reminded, encouraged, very powerful. Being in a church that the Word of God is being taught. Okay, let me see here. Let me go to Luella, I think, in Georgia. Hi, Luella. How are you?
Yourself.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I have a story with a scripture for your piece.
Okay.
You're talking about years ago, I was going through a bad divorce. He was mentally abusive. And so every morning I was mentally abused before I had to go to work. And by the time I got off work, I'd be so sick because I knew what was going to happen when I got home. And I had been looking for a place to live and unable to find one. And I was sitting in my car and I had called a landlord that I had spoke to previously and asked him if he was going to, you know, rent the apartment to me. And he was like, no, I don't want a woman going through a divorce because it'll just cause trouble and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so I was sitting in the car, and I was crying, and I was like, Lord, you know what's going on in my life. You know what he is doing to me. Why can I not find a place to live? And all of a sudden, I heard Philippians 4:13, through God, nothing is impossible. And this peace came over me. And so I was sitting there, and just this bathing in this peace that was in my heart, and it just was drying my tears and everything. And the landlord that I had just talked to called me back and said, I'm sorry, I'm going to rent to you. He said, what I said was wrong, and I apologize.
Wow. Well, Luella, I'm thrilled you're finding peace, and I hope that you find God's intention for you and your life at this stage as you go through this very difficult time, and knowing that he can provide that for you anywhere, Georgia included, where you're living, all the states and the countries of the world, for sure. All right. Thank you, Luella. Appreciate your call. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in the congregations of the Lord's people. So that sort of reminds us that the opposite of peace is disorder. The opposite of peace would be disorder. Disorder in your thinking, disorder in your heart, disorder in your relationships. And so if you want to find peace, putting some order in your life. That's why I say hit the reset button, getting back to factory settings, because the factory setting for us as a child of God is not disorder, but order. Because you're right. You know, for me, one of the things I struggle with in the area of decluttering is just I like to collect stuff, papers, and Donna will tell you, lots of papers, and don't throw that away because you might need it sometime. I'm not quite to the point of being on the hoarder show on TV, but I do hang on to some papers and things. And you know what? I find when I can't find something, that brings a lack of peace in my life. Let's get really practical. If you have disorder in your marriage, disorder in your parenting, it's a lack of peace. That's a good verse. 1 Corinthians 14:33. All right, more. Let's go to Rose next. She left this comment for us.
Hi, Dr. Andy. My name is Rose. I'm from Lansing, Michigan. I wanted to tell you how I find peace. Now, I live a stress-filled life. I could go on forever. I would never cover how much stress I deal with. And it's daily, and it doesn't go away, and it doesn't disappear with prayer. You see, if I know I'm going through it, and I keep in mind who my Savior is, keep in mind who my boss is, that's Jesus Christ. So I know there's a reason I have to deal with this. I don't know what it is, and I may never understand. But through the power of prayer, I can accept it. And I can pray about it, and I can do so with thanksgiving in my heart because I know who I live for, and I know who owns me. And because of that, I know I can find peace in that stress. I can find peace in that circumstance. And I know there's something good in it somewhere. Maybe I won't find it for months to come, but I know there's something good in it. And that is how I find peace.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
At the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson, you'll reconnect with your spouse all over again.
Our spiritual plane allows us to have these connection points. So the more connection points you can develop in marriage, the better. It says that opposites attract, but similarities and connection points are what bond.
Join Dr. Randy for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night to find out how to form a bond with your spouse that will transform your marriage.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson. You'll have a lot of fun, I promise, as we learn together the secret to an intimate marriage. Join me for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night as we explore God's intention for your relationship as a couple.
Get your tickets now for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night tonight at 7 p.m. at Jack's Nest Church in Jackson. For tickets, go to theintentionallife.com right now. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, last call for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night. It's here tonight starting at 7 o'clock. Gold Circle sold out. We got some general admission seats ready. Great church, Jackson Nazarene Church. Again, tonight, 7 o'clock, if you have your tickets, look forward to seeing you. If you haven't ordered them yet, you can get them online. We have just a few spots left for you at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And I assume when you get there, if there's any seats available, you could get the ticket at the door, which would be safer, however, to get it online today, theintentionallife.com. Then tomorrow night, the community church, hey, we're looking forward to being in Mount Pleasant with you all, sold out, and that'll be tomorrow night as well at 7 o'clock. You know, I'm camping on this verse, 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. And that whole thing of understanding how disorder in anything, any technical things, there's disorder in your files, disorder in your home, disorder in your marriage. It just rips peace right out. So the goal of intentional living is to bring the kind of order to our lives that brings glory to God and benefit to ourselves. For sure. So again, tonight, looking forward to seeing you all in Jackson, Michigan, for those of you coming from Michigan, at theintentionallife.com. You know, we started the show today with Pam. Pam shared a tease to get us started. I want you to hear the rest of her call about peace.
I found out a few years ago, there's a scripture that talks about the peace that passes all understanding will guard your hearts in Christ Jesus. And what I came to realize was I must allow His peace to pass my understanding of everything I see, hear, sense, and feel in my life. And when I realized it truly changed my life. So many times, His peace is already there. We have everything we need pertaining to life and godliness because we are His. And sometimes we forget that and we look at the circumstances instead of keeping our eye and our heart on Him. But when we intention ourselves to allow His peace to pass our understanding, it will truly change your life.
Take it from one who's there and experienced path to peace in life. We all want that, don't we? If you just joined us, Dr. Randy here along with Jennifer and Steven, our team from Intentional Living at our Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona. If you've never been here, whenever you get in town, you're welcome to visit. You can see all of our studios, meet the staff, and check it out. Love to see you. In beautiful Tucson. And it's going to get hot. You know, the summer's coming. Don't you know that? When I hear the stories of some of the other parts of the country where they say, oh, it's 80 degrees and it's so hot. It's like it's 110 here today. No, not today. But it's coming by June or thereabouts. Okay, we're talking about finding peace. We got some callers that have left some great stories with us of what God has been teaching them about peace. Here's one from Helen. Take a listen.
Hi, this is just a comment in response to Dr. Randy's program. I need to tell you that I am just totally filled with Family Life Radio music all day. The inspiration, uplifting, encouraging, and the testimonies. Thank you so much for being there and reminding us of the scriptures that we need to be in. God is so good.
Well, hey, listen, Helen, I'm glad you're listening. And, you know, we got friends in Christian radio stations all around the country who we get a chance to partner with through our Intentional Living Ministry. Glad you're listening to Family Life Radio and the ministry of Family Life Radio impacting in over 40 stations around the country. Very exciting to do that. All right, here's another story. Connie shares this. Take a listen.
Hi there, Dr. Randy. This is Connie from California. I just wanted to tell you, you were talking about peace, and I wanted to say that growing up in my life, I've been pretty fortunate. I've never really wanted for anything, and I've had, especially in my lower adult years, I've had more than I've needed, actually. And now it's not that way because of the economy and whatever. We had this short sale our home, and now we're living in a rented home, which is still nice. You know, I'm still fortunate, but, you know, every month it's kind of, you know, you could worry about it. But we have learned that we are not going to worry anymore. We are trusting God, and God is trustworthy. So we love Him, and we believe in Him. We are going to totally trust Him. We're Messianic Jews, and we love the Lord so much, and we just want to be closer to Him. So we are just focusing on Him, and we're not worried, because that's a sin. No, we're worried. We're giving it to God, and He is coming through for us. So we have peace in the midst of, you know, not such a great time, to be honest. But we love God, and we are very grateful to Him every day. So I'm so glad that I know the Lord. I am so very glad. And that's my story. Thank you.
What about finances? Number of people I've talked to over the years, hey, listen, they call every day. Say, my spouse is a spender and wants to spend every dollar that comes in, and I want to save and I want to tithe. Stephen sends me calls to preview. And when we get into the finance topic, about every other call is my husband or my wife doesn't want to tithe and I do. Tithing becomes a big issue, a spiritual difference, because the people are not of the same mind. And Paul is saying to us, and let's be really practical, we can't have an organization, you can't have a church, you can't have a marriage and a family that's going to be productive and filled with peace and unity unless we're the same mind.
Yeah, that's absolutely, that is the truth, Randy. I'll tell you, that's an excerpt from my teaching this month on the power of peace, pursuing peace. Members, you've received it by now, and if you haven't, let us know. Should be coming email, video, and audio. And for each of you who are coming to be a part of the ministry with your monthly support, we'll make sure you start receiving the masterclass video and audio every month. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And the point there, when you find peace, peace in a marriage comes when two can walk together. You know, as I mentioned, Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they be headed in the same direction? There's a lack of peace when we have disorder, as the scriptures teaches, in our relationship. So you're welcome to share your comment on our storyline today, 888-888-1717. Love to hear from you.
My husband and I have been listening to your show for a couple of years, and it has made an immense difference in our lives to be doing that, because we've actually put into practical application intentional living. And it's created an atmosphere of peace in our home.
Well, good. Tell me some things you're doing to be intentional in your home.
Well, we've made lots of lists about our priorities and about the things that waste our lives, our time, our effort, our finances. We eliminated a lot of confusion about where we were going in our lives. Just having so much clutter all the time going on that you never had any joy and never had any peace. And we've learned that peace is our greatest commodity. We've even made more time to spend with our family and also more time in ministry. And it's just made a real difference for us.
And that is so encouraging. You know, if you're new to intentional living, I'll be teaching it tonight as well. As part of marriage, there's really three steps to this thing of a reset in your life. First of all, you got to make a decision. I'm sick and tired, whatever's going on, it ain't working. Got to make a decision. Everything starts with a decision. Sometimes it's a stupid decision. And we want to eliminate those. and see that you can make really better decisions as a child of God that will bring glory to Him and benefit to you. Number two is to every day make sure you're at least doing one thing to make that decision a reality. If it's for your marriage, your kids, your finance. And then number three is every day, try to declutter one thing from your life. It might be a drawer that needs to be fixed and decluttered, or it could be your mind. And you say, today I'm decluttering something from my mind or my heart, or a relationship that needs to be restored, or a phone call that needs to be made, or a postcard or a card. We don't send postcards anymore. A card that needs to be sent to someone that says, hey, will you forgive me? I'm thinking of you today and praying for you. Whatever it might be, but every day, decluttering one thing for your life to do something better. How's that sound? That's intentional living. We got a really powerful story from Karen that was left here. I want you to hear it as she shares really about the miracle of peace in her life. Take a listen.
My name is Karen. My story is, back when I was a young woman, I had a very severe car accident, and I laid beside the highway for 5.5 hours before anyone found me. And in that, I believe that God allowed me to experience intentional peace. Everything that was around me couldn't harm me because I was in His hand. I was awake during that 5.5 hours for at least three hours. And in that time, I recognized that I had many, many severe problems with my body being broken. I had 5 breaks in my pelvis, 2 in my back, severed the radial nerve in my right arm, compound fracture of my right arm, double fracture of my left wrist, a couple fractures in my jaw, all of my ribs were broken, and yet for 3 hours I laid in what I believe was perfect peace, knowing that God was with me. That brings me to today. Today I am traveling back to the Mayo Clinic, where I am in need of major heart surgery. And again, I've asked for that peace. The peace that I found when I was laying beside a highway, no one knowing where I was at except God. And I found that peace today. It's the same peace that all of us can enjoy and accept, because He never leaves us and He never forsakes us. My story is great. 23 surgeries, this will be my 24th surgery. And I know that in all of this, that God has been there every time, putting peace in my heart so that I can move on into what He has for ministry for me. Thank you so much for letting me share my story.
Thank you, Karen. What a story. Jennifer, that's quite a story, isn't it? It's amazing to hear what God brought that peace, and now with her heart surgeries, mm-hmm. The same kind of peace. It's been encouraging. You were talking today a little bit about peace in your life and how you pursue it.
I had a real bad upbringing, but I didn't know God until much later. I thought, well, with all this stuff, how is there a God? And I would say maybe 5 years ago now, I discovered, He's been there all along, but I would rely on myself, and I had to rely on myself heavily as a young woman and even a kid, but I learned 2 ways of peace. The first is forgiveness. When you forgive, it's not telling the person, I accept what you did, how you wronged me. It's not to bring peace to them. But once you forgive them, mm-hmm. you let it go. And it brings peace to you. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the second way that I discovered peace was giving it to God. Just handing it over and accepting that I'm not the boss.
Yeah.
God's the boss, and He's an amazing, loving, wonderful God. And the scripture that I equate with this, I used to just kind of flip through the Bible daily and just point my finger, and I felt like whatever that verse was, that's what was meant for me for that day. And this one day that I flipped over, it was for John 14:27. And it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." And that just is that reminder. Give it to God.
Amen. Very powerful. Thank you, Jennifer, thank you. And thank you for your work here. Keeping me going as our engineer, and Stephen back there is our producer. And we always love hearing from you as well at 888-888-1717. Do we have time for Marion? Are we running out of time? It's going to be pretty close. Let's go ahead and see if we can take a listen.
I am a 24/7 caregiver for my elderly ill mom. I don't handle it well sometimes. Sometimes I do. Jeremiah 17:14 is a scripture that I keep very near and dear to me. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. And I pray that over my mom and for my mom. It gives me great peace. It was put on my heart when she fell ill last year, and it's put on my heart quite often, and I know that her strength and my strength going through this illness and her end of life is not my own, and it's not her own, and God has us cradled every moment, but there are times when I'm living away from my husband out of state in order to take care of my mom, so that's a stressor, watching my mom give up and cry and suffer as she does, and she's even fearful almost on a daily basis now, which is different for her. So there are times when I'm not at peace and I don't sleep. She doesn't sleep well, so I don't sleep, and the responsibilities mount up. But I know that God has us every minute. He cradles us. He has shown us such strength that we wouldn't have. But there are times when I have trouble finding peace, and I get tired and I get overwhelmed and anxious.
Marion, we'll be praying for you, and that you'll continue to pursue the peace of God that really transcends all of our understanding in Christ. Thanks to everybody. Thank you for joining in, Jennifer and Stephen. And again, we're wrapping up the show today, reminding our friends across Michigan, you can get last minute, just a few seats available still for tonight in Jackson at the Jackson Nazarene Church, Jackson Naz, 7 o'clock. Go online to theintentionallife.com. Get your tickets or at the door tonight. And then tomorrow night sold out, but we'll see you in Mount Pleasant. Have a great time there as well. I'm Dr. Randy for our entire team. God bless you. And remember, find the peace intentionally in Christ.